You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison, Lauren Zima coming to you. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope your New Year has started off great. It has been a wonderful year for us thus far.
I just found a false eyelash stuck to my shirt.
So that's what's happening in 2024. You know, starting off with a real bang.
I find these everywhere, and then sometimes I think they're spiders.
Is anybody else like LZ where, you know, she essentially has like a tackle box full of eyelashes?
Yes.
Like, is like you're a big eyelash
person.
Oh, if
people aren't doing that, I recommend it. First of all, you can get false eyelash cases on Amazon, which is incredible because I'm a big dirty lash babe. You can reuse those, okay? Pick the glue off or don't. Sometimes the glue gives it a little more added structure, the elder glue. But I love an elder lash, a vintage strip. So I actually
keep... It's like wine. You want it about a month old.
Now, the cases that you can get on Amazon, some of them actually have the shape, so you can form your lash back to the shape, which is great. But if you don't want to go that route because it takes a little time, it's a little more time intensive to put the lash back on the curvature, I literally buy a tackle box. I keep my earrings and I keep false eyelashes in a plastic box that's supposed to be for like bait and tackle stuff.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, they're very useful.
Convenient little compartments.
I'm just curious, like if you know, you can leave your comments at the most dramatic pod, but ever. But I was just curious because, you know, you're a big lash person. I was like,
Can I ask you a really honest question?
Uh-huh.
How do you feel when you see me without fake eyelashes on now? Because I just feel like I'm two different people, but I'm okay with that. Do you feel like I'm two different people with an eyelash on
eyelash? No, but I feel like it gives you power.
It's like armor.
It's a you thing.
Yeah.
Like it gives you power and I think you feel it. You know how like if you're in a great outfit, you know, you have that perfect black dress or whatever it is and you know, it's your go-to, it's your money outfit. We all have it. That great shirt or that great pair of boots.
What's your armor?
For me, it's a great suit. I love a good suit.
Yeah.
Suit and tie. I feel good.
You do. You have an added air of confidence.
Yeah.
It's your home base.
Yeah, I feel, and it's why, you know, I did it for many, many years.
You know,
it's
interesting.
Show.
You've probably spent so much of your life in a suit.
Yeah.
Given the hours of filming.
But it also goes back to my family. My grandfather, who I looked up to very much, as you know, like, he was a clothes hound and he loved suits and ties. And I would go into his closet and pick out ties. And obviously, you know, my cousin owns Ken's Man Shop in Dallas, and that's the haberdashery I go to. And like, we love clothes in our family and fine menswear. And I love that. That is my power. That's
Can
where
you
I feel comfortable.
Spell haberdashery?
No. I wouldn't even try, because I might be able to, but I would be
you love
such
to
a
say
buffoon.
It.
Yeah.
All right. It's the new year.
Yes.
Babe, we haven't asked each other this. Do you have a New Year's resolution?
I'm not a resolution person. I'm really not. I've never had
wow.
been.
Wow. Processing that.
Yeah. I've never. It's not that.
Not much resolve.
Well, it's not that I don't. No, that's not true. It's not that I don't have goals.
You have a ton of resolve.
I have a lot of goals in mind and things I like to accomplish.
You know what my thought on it is? I think it's often setting yourself up to fail. I don't know. Any. It's like we all have all this energy and then you just feel like crap in February when you haven't done it all.
Well, look at the gym this week. If you go to a gym,
sure.
Your gym is 4X the population this week, because everyone's like the new you and all that. And my suggestion is, to your point, don't set yourself up to fail. Set yourself up to succeed. Do things that are bite-sized and digestible. You know, don't, if you're not going to keep up with it, if you're not this type of person, don't get up at 4 a.m. and go to Johnny's boot camp and you know, you're being electrocuted and you're climbing over barbed wire. If that's not you, don't do that, because not sustainable. Do something you are going to stick with if
I'm
you can.
I'm so mad at myself that I can't remember this book right now. Mm-hmm. I read this great book a couple years ago about habit forming.
Yeah.
What is it?
30 days.
This guy really gets into the science of forming habits. Like, because I do believe, for example, in the power of your mind, in like, if you think something over and over again, I think it's more likely to happen. If you think about it, if you get yourself to do it. And he talks about these small ways of forming habits and how much more powerful that is. Like, if you say my New Year's resolution is I'm going to write a book, that's a lot harder and a lot less likely to be achieved than it is to say my New Year's resolution is every morning I'm going to write one
page. 15 minutes or whatever.
Like, that's a lot more achievable.
Right. Set an action you can accomplish. And, and if you do that, and the conventional thought is 30 days breaks or makes a habit. If you can do something for a month, you will continue. You're
Atomic
more likely,
Habits. That's the book.
You're more likely to continue. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great book.
You've read it?
I have pulled things out of that book. And that book, I think, is part of the 30-day process.
By James Clear. Gosh, yeah. Wow. I'm still learning things about you. Now, we might not have New Year's resolutions, but I am going to do a dry January situation.
I love that. And I would be right there with you, and I would do a fast as well.
You know what I realized? It was doing prepping for the wedding when I took about a month off. And I didn't even go a full month without drinking. I changed it to, I'd allow myself like one glass of wine a week. I really felt great. And so I think that reset is good.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
The big headline that we should get into.
Oh, yes.
Is sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Oh, I didn't think that was where you're going with that. I think a lot of people are looking for you to weigh in on some other breaking news.
Yes.
But first, let's talk about it. Okay, we got sent these articles by several people, including our producer, Kendall. A lot of celebrities talking about sleeping in separate bedrooms lately, including Cameron Diaz, who I don't think does sleep in separate bedrooms with her husband, Benji Madden, but they've been married since 2015. And she said that she wishes it would be normalized to sleep in separate bedrooms or maybe even in separate houses. Well, I remember Gwyneth Paltrow when she was kind of, I think only because they had different, their own kids and they were kind of transitioning into living together. She talked about with her husband, Brad, how they were in separate houses for a long time. Dean McDermott just came out and was talking about how his split with Tori Spelling was largely affected because she like let their pets in the bedroom a lot. So, that becomes a question. Who is allowed in your marital bedroom, including should your own spouse be? We sleep in the same bed, babe. Should we split up?
No.
Why not?
I get for maybe medical purposes or whatever, you need to sleep in separate beds or whatever.
The Queen of England and Prince Philip, always slept in separate bedrooms.
Really?
Together for a long time.
And there's, lots of rumors about things that happen in the West Wing as well. But I think those are arrangements. It's not I think a happy marriage is a happy home and is a happy bedroom and sleeping together.
I cannot imagine living in the same house and going into separate bedrooms.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
I feel like I'd miss you. I want to cuddle with you. I mean, sometimes we fall asleep just like with a foot touching each other or this is so dweeby, but holding hands. I think that physical touch and affection is so important.
And I know there's a lot of women out there going, you don't know how bad my husband snores.
Right.
I would throw him into another house or off a cliff.
Carson Daly has said he has sleep apnea. So he says for him and his wife, it's been important because he has a sleep apnea machine. And in order for her to sleep well, she has to go into another room. I will say, I see the desire to maintain the feel of dating. One thing that stuck with me, Dorinda Medley, formerly of Real Housewives of New York, she said once that her and her husband, Richard, used to do a surprise date night every single week. Like, they would plan and the other person wouldn't know what was planned. And they, I think, had an agreement that they always had to go to like a restaurant they'd never tried before. And they lived in New York, so that was a little easier. But they did a new and surprising date every single week. And I love that. And I was thinking, you know, maybe that's a New Year's resolution. I think we could try a different restaurant in Austin every week and not repeat for a long time.
We always say that when we're in New York. It's like we hate to repeat things in New York as much as we love the restaurants because there's just always something new.
I think that you
keep
are...
Keep it fresh.
Life is going to become, you know, your safe place and your box you play in. So you got to try new things.
We're anti separate bedrooms, definitely anti separate houses. That just makes no sense. You're not married.
But you could be like picking your spouse up for a date at their house. Is that kind
of
fun?
Weird. That's nonsensical. It's bizarre. You're living in two houses. But what do you think about two different toilets? So we were just at a party, at a house party. I don't know if you noticed this, because I'm a snoop, going through the house and they had his and her toilets. There was his and her closets, and then by their closets they had their own commode.
Yes, like shared a bathroom.
Yes,
had counters in the same bathroom, but then had each their own little water closet.
Yeah.
I don't. It's not necessary to me.
Yeah.
I think what's most important, if you can have it, is a closed door to your toilet. But I don't think I need two closed door toilets in the same bathroom.
One more question.
Do you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you need two.
Okay.
This person had a urinal.
He had a
traditional toilet, and then he literally had a urinal like you would see at a bar.
Well, that's a you question. Do you need a urinal?
No, I mean, I guess I get the ease of it, but I just, I saw it and I go, oh.
A home urinal.
A home urinal.
A urinal.
Yeah.
A year a home.
I had this is a true story too. I had a former family member. He had a urinal in his house. He worked in his garage a lot. He had one in his garage. Just, he's like, well, I don't want to go.
Why don't you just go outside on a tree?
Right. That's true. You can.
I mean, you're already in the
garage. Yeah, you're already out there. Yeah. Do I need,
Well, you have that was a really hot take from you. I didn't know you were so strongly against separate bedrooms.
Yes, for sure. No, I think it's important that you stick together. I think you get a lot of things done at the end of the day, at the end of the night.
In the bedroom.
Well, I mean, obviously you get a lot of things done, and I think it would, but even after you got those things done, to say, okay, high five, and you go your separate ways.
I think about my mom, for example.
Yeah.
My mom is much more of that generation, like, she didn't really like my dad to see her without makeup on. You know, my mom and dad would, in our house, my dad would kind of use the guest bathroom more, and they would have totally separate bathrooms and be a bit more separate. Like, I think this is a newer construct, and I would be interested, like, why do you think it's happened? Why have we moved towards so much togetherness?
Because it's impossible to buy a house now. Everyone just has to live together. Right. Interest rates are at 6%. No one can afford it. Yeah, no, but you're even in the tiny house that I grew up in, my parents were kind of the same. They had different bathrooms. They didn't share a bathroom.
Yeah.
They didn't have a his and hers. Our bathrooms weren't big enough for that. But yeah, it is interesting. It is maybe more of a modern thing that we're more on top of each other, more together.
And I think it might be something interesting about like needing your partner to be everything for you. I'm really getting deep now, but we talked about that in another episode, that like your partner doesn't have to be everything for you. You can get fulfillment from friends and from family and mentors and, you know, but you can share a bathroom, but don't have to have two separate toilets. Yeah. That's my big takeaway. I didn't think I was going to go so deep on this. I'm sorry.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Books has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Books now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Books.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Books.com, promo code Chris. Books.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let me switch to a headline that I actually want to know your thoughts on, because you and I have never discussed it. Daniel Craig, Ashton Kutcher,
yes,
and more celebrity parents have spoken out as of late. Anderson Cooper, Bill Gates had famously weighed in on this, on not leaving their children inheritances. Daniel Craig, James Bond, says, I don't want to leave great sums to the next generation. My philosophy is get rid of it, give it away before you go. Ashton Kutcher has said he and Mila Kunis are not setting up trusts for their kids. They're going to give all their money away to charity. Anderson Cooper, who is from a rich family, the Vanderbilts, said that he does not intend to leave a, quote, pot of gold for his son. Where do you fall on that and leaving money to the kids? I don't even know if you've discussed this with them.
Well, I find it very interesting. And look, I understand where these people are coming from. I understand that gross amounts of wealth heaped upon somebody can do more harm than good. And again, I know everyone's sitting there thinking, hey, heap it on me. I'll take those problems. But I understand that, you know, there's a long list of problem children in the world who got rich quick or had so much money, you know, time is the devil's play shop. And there's a lot of names on that list.
I think it's very difficult.
So I understand.
It's more difficult than it's very difficult to raise a child with a ton of money and have them turn out great. Like it's a task. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think more importantly, it's maybe I'm a glass half full person. As opposed to worrying about what you're going to leave them, I'm more worried about with our kids, what am I teaching them? Am I teaching them the value of a dollar? Am I teaching them the value of being a hardworking human being? Do they have drive? Do they want to achieve on their own? You know, I have such admiration for one of our very dear friends, Andrew Firestone, one of the most famous families and famous names in America, and, you know, an American icon. Every one of his brothers, sisters, whatever, have gone on to do great things, that entrepreneurial spirit. How do I instill in them that drive to be giving people, to be caring people, to be driven, hardworking? That to me is more important than, am I worried about giving them $1 million later on? Because if I've done the work, then it doesn't matter what I give them later. They're going to use that for good. They'll use it to build a business. They'll use it to hire people. They'll use it to give to charities. So it's more important, what's the human being I'm raising, as opposed to, I've done a crappy job, I don't want to give them $50 million. Screw them. And look, a lot of these people too, I'm like, were you entitled? Did you grow up under that nice silver spoon, and now you just don't want to give it to them?
I completely agree. I think that, I think you just said it so well. I can't imagine, especially, I mean, you were joking before about how much houses cost today. I think it's easier said than done to like, say, hey, figure it out. You know, like, yeah. I look at, you know, my grandparents, for example, grew up with very little, and, didn't even have high school educations, moved to Chicago when they were teenagers to try to find work. Now, eventually, through hard work, they were able to buy a home in Chicago and start a business, and they built a beautiful life. I think it's really hard today to buy a starter home in Chicago, you know? And so if you've worked hard and you have money and you can...
remove some of those obstacles.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really difficult to be a young person starting out today. And
I don't know these celebrities we're talking about, but at the same time, those children are growing up on the Upper West Side. They're growing up in Beverly Hills behind gates. They're going to private schools. They're going on the private jet to the ski trips. They're going. So they've already been living this life. If you haven't done the work with them now, it doesn't matter what you're giving them when you pass away.
Also, like, you know, I kind of question these quotes. It's like, what are we really talking about? Nothing?
Yeah.
Or are you just like, I'm not going to leave them everything?
Well, they're not getting 100 million. Right? They're only going to get 45.
I mean, yeah. Okay, well.
So, but I disagree. And you and I agree on this, and that's why one of the reasons I love you. And it's your mom's famous quote, you do the work now, you put in the time now. If you haven't done the work now while these kids are in private schools and doing, you know, living the life with all their other rich friends and celebrity friends, it doesn't matter what you're going to do to them later. That ship has sailed. Every parent knows that. You got to put in the work now.
Well, honey, happy new year. And I think, you know, we talked at the end of the year over our Christmas dinner about everything we were so grateful for. We had a tradition of going around the table with your mom and with the kids and saying what we were so thankful for this year. And we both said, of course, our family being healthy. That's always our number one thing. But I am so grateful, and we both said it, that we got married this past year. I love starting the new year happily married, and I'm so happy and so blessed that we got the weddings that we got. And man, I just love you, and I'm happy we found each other. This is the best new year start I've ever had in my life.
It's going to be hard to beat 2023
because
I had such good memories. And I actually, it was funny. I woke up the other day and I told Lauren, I said, I'm kind of depressed. And she's like, why? And I was like, because I want to do it all over again. Like, how do I recreate those parties? And she's like, well, an anniversary. And I was like, yeah, but I mean, will it be the same of like getting everybody together? And of course it won't, because you won't have the jitters but I just have such great memories. And one of the things I really appreciate is the people that were a part of that celebration all kind of say the same thing. And they keep reminding us of how beautiful it was. And so 2023 ended on such a beautiful note. 2024 has started on such a beautiful note. I hope it has for all of you as well. And I love you. And this is going to be our first full year as husband and wife.
First of many.
The first of many. We love you. We love you all. And thank you all. if we didn't get a chance to talk to you, or maybe you weren't checking in on podcasts, thank you for a great 2023. It was the first for the most dramatic podcast ever. And we are happy to jump into 2024. We have some great interviews. We have some very exciting things coming up. We can't wait to talk to you about those things. Big tease. And we will talk to you again soon, because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic Onobotulinum Toxin A and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.